President Obama, flanked by the presidents of France and the leader of Britain today, has confronted Iran about a nuclear facility that until now had been known to very few people. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
U.S. intelligence agencies had information on this for the past several years. They kept this under wraps up until now, and then Iran figured out that the U.S. was on to them and that other intelligence agencies obviously were involved too. So they sent what one official described as a vague letter to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
In that letter, Iran said the plant is for peaceful means only.
Jonathan Granoff, president of the Global Security Institute, tells WCBS the only way to really make us all safe is for America to truly take the lead on nuclear disarmament and stop focusing on what he calls the crisis du jour.
Inflating these pipsqueak countries into existential threats the way the Soviet Union was, they're not. And they're not good. This is really dangerous. There's nothing new in this. But what we need to do is have a sober discussion of how do we set international norms that prevent this country and the next country from becoming a threat to everybody.
And he says President Obama took a big step toward that end by chairing a meeting of the UN Security Council, which passed a resolution endorsing the goal of a world without nuclear weapons.
This is the first time the President of the United States has ever convened and sat as the chair of a Security Council session. First time in the history of the UN. That is a, and then the subject that he picked, he could have picked anything he wanted. This is the subject he picked.